You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
A mounting national debt and the growing liabilities of Social Security and Medicare are straining federal finances. How these challenges are resolved remains unknown, but higher taxes, along with means testing Social Security and Medicare, are obvious possibilities for policymakers. Whatever tax rates may be in the future, taxes can be a drag on your savings and may adversely impact your retirement security. Moreover, any reduction of Social Security or Medicare benefits has the potential to place a further strain on your retirement. Consequently, you'll need to be ever mindful of a changing tax landscape and strategies to manage their impact.
Now, Coach, I am surprised. So you're going to be the executive producer on... So talk to me about this.
Well, years ago, on the 20-year anniversary, I met both Rudys, the Rudy who the movie's about, okay, and the Rudy who's the actor, Sean Ashton.
Oh, wow.
Who's okay. on the Lord of the Rings
That's
and
right.
some other movies
he
like
is.
That.
Yeah.
And became good friends with him.
Okay.
And I've got some producer friends out in Hollywood, and they said, gosh, we really need to do a movie about Rudy, because everybody's seen Rudy.
Okay.
Or
yeah,
at least,
yeah.
Well,
no,
most everyone has.
It's true.
I'm glad it's a DVD these days, put it that way, because if it was like one of those video cassette recorder things, I would have worn that tape out a long time ago. It's a great movie. It's about overcoming obstacles,
That's
and
right.
Everyone says you can't do it, and you can. It's the little engine who could.
It really is a classic.
And so we've talked to some very famous athletes and people in the business world who were influenced positively.
Wow.
But I'm very excited about it.
Exactly. Something to stay tuned to. Now, you mentioned 15 things that you must do to financially prepare for retirement. Let's talk to folks about this. This sounds important.
Now, we go through these checklists when folks come in, but this is important, I think, for people just to take mental notes about, and this, you don't have to follow all 15, right? But it's a good guideline or map to at least follow along with.
There you go.
And so first is build up your emergency fund, your savings account. And
Huge.
I see a lot of people who don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
And or combine it with their checking account.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what you're talking about here is the liquid cash on hand just in case your AC goes out.
Just in case. I mean, just in case anything happens.
There
Life happens, right? And I had that happen, as you know, anyone who's listened to the show last year during the summertime, my air conditioner broke.
Yeah.
Both units at the same time.
Ooh.
And they were old. They were 1998. So.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what the expiration date. You know, when you buy a gallon of milk, you know when it's going to expire.
Sure, yeah.
With an AC unit, it could be one day after the warranty.
Isn't it true?
Whenever
Isn't
you go to the big box stores and they try to sell you something, they always want to sell you the extended warranty. Well, this warranty is only 90 days, so buy 5 more years. Well, gosh, you mean I'm going to buy this air conditioner today, and in 90 days I'm going to buy another one?
Well, of course, Crazy. Because it breaks on day 93.
So that's what always happens. It always happens.
That's
I have
true,
a wine refrigerator in my office that I ordered from way out west.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so they sent it here. And it was a 2-year warranty on that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
2 years and 2 months later, guess what happened?
Oh, no.
You've seen it. It's just sitting here. It's a beautiful-looking refrigerator,
it's
but it
true.
Doesn't work anymore.
But
now it's just wine
months.
Storage.
Oh, that's sad.
Not refrigerated, just
so
wine
sad.
Storage.
So sad.
So you never know what's going to happen. So you have to have that emergency account.
Okay.
And now we talk about it all the time. People say, well, gosh, I got an emergency account. I've got my 401k.
But
you don't want to touch that, though.
Yeah.
Really, when you look at 401ks or IRAs, 403bs, TSPs, deal a lot with people who are federal employees. They have a thrift savings plan, it's called.
Okay, yes.
And we've got a great series on that we're going to talk about on how to make sure you're taking the right options.
Okay.
Even in 401ks, many people don't know where to put their money. They put it in the 401k, but they don't, once it's in there, they don't know where to go.
Yeah, there's not a lot of advice
No. It's like going to that great resort, which looked really good on the brochures, where they had the nice couples having all this fun. You get there, and now it's just a hotel room with a couple beds.
Yeah, there you go.
And a towel or two in the bathroom, right?
Oh, man.
So you have to have a guideline or a guidebook or somebody to help you. Again, we need to factor in retirement what we're going to do in retirement.
Okay.
And again, that's different for everyone.
Absolutely.
So if you go into an advisor and he or she says, I think you need $5,000 a month for retirement, get up and leave. Because... Yeah, but they haven't asked you what you want to do yet.
Exactly. No, it's very true. And it's something that a lot of folks may not think about because they think, oh, he's the advisor. He's telling me what I should do. But they're not getting, and this is something you talk about, Coach, that third opinion.
Well, there's a big difference between advice and telling you what to do.
Exactly.
So if they haven't asked you what you want to do yet, how are they telling you how much money you're going to get in retirement?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
the third opinion, your current advisor, and then what we come back with, the consensus. We'll look at it, we'll be the referee, or we'll put a whole new plan together.
There you go.
Third opinion, vitally important these days, especially if you're looking at a total retirement plan.
Exactly. I mean, we're not talking about picking out a grocery store here. We're talking about retirement. The number to reach John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Thomas, in September of 2016, an inaugural report and study came out on the American retirement experience.
Oh, okay.
It's called It's All About Income.
Ah.
And we talk about it. Think about it. It really is.
It is.
You reach retirement and you want to do all these things, but what does it take to do most of the things?
The one restrictive factor, the income.
Even if you say you just want to walk through the mountain all day long every day, well, you still have to get to the mountain and you have to somewhere to stay.
That's right. No, right? It's true. It's very true.
Even if you say, I'm going to camp out, we still need to buy a tent and mm-hmm. then you need food. So it's mm-hmm. all about income. You have to have streams of income in retirement.
Yeah.
And what I'm building my plan to be, I'm 50, so I've still got some time. I really don't plan on ever retiring, but I'm going to, you retire on your terms. If I want to, I probably
can
when I'm 65, but I'm going to have at least four, if not six different streams of income that I can turn on at different times in retirement. That's inflation protection. It's tax protection. It is also worry protection because I know, and again, I'm going to take my worry out of living in retirement because I'm building different income streams.
That's right.
And these are all retirement autopilot, financial cruise control. I don't have to worry about them. I have set them and forget them.
Wow.
And I've got a couple that are going to turn on at 65, and then others I'll turn on whenever I want. The longer I wait, the more income I'll get from each one, but they are not at risk of the market.
Wow.
Now, that's important because we're at all-time highs in the market, and we can keep going up. And I also have some managed money, too. I've got money for total acceleration.
Yeah.
But when you're going real fast, what can happen real fast? A deer can run out in front of you.
No,
you can hit
true.
It. Well, you can crash, whatever. So you need to have an account or two or three or four or five that aren't dependent on the market.
You know, and that's very different from what a lot of our listeners may be currently vested in
is.
Right now. Yeah, I mean,
is.
most of the folks you meet with, I know, come in, and it's typically one or two 401ks. They have a lot of risk money.
You need the sleep well at night accounts,
that's
SWAN
right.
accounts. And, one thing we need to do is we need to look behind the scenes and see why our advisor is motivated to keep us all at risk.
Okay. Yeah.
And if the advisor is being paid each year a percent of whatever your risk is,
right,
regardless if you're up or down, and that advisor is still getting paid, well, you see where the motivation of the advisor keeping your risk is.
Most certainly.
The minute you go to safety, they don't get income on that money anymore. They're going to grab your leg, your pant leg. You see that little thing where you're trying to walk out of their office and they're saying, come back, don't leave. And I've seen that happen. And they fight for that money.
Yeah.
But are they fighting for you or are they fighting for them?
Exactly.
Whose retirement are they fighting for, yours or theirs? And many times, unfortunately, I am a fiduciary, so we do what's right. But I see that many advisors are motivated by the income.
Mm-hmm.
And many advisors will charge you to do a plan before they've even met you almost.
Yeah,
they don't even know you. They're charging you. And you don't even know if you're going to like it or not. But they are collecting a check from you. And you don't have to pay someone to get a financial plan put together.
That's
and if
right.
you are, well, if you like to pay, I can charge too. We're licensed to charge at our firm, but we'd rather do it at no cost because you're a radio listener, and we'd rather work together with you all the way through the rest of your life to get on that path for retirement.
That's right.
And so if you're one of the next 20 callers, we will do at no cost for you a financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. We'll give you that third opinion you deserve. Now, in this opinion, what we do is we look at your tax situation, we look at your risk situation, how much you're paying in fees, how much risk you're taking, and also, Thomas, we'll put together for you your very own retirement income plan. And this is without a doubt the most important thing built into a financial plan, which turns it into a retirement plan where you can identify and not worry about what your income's going to be for the rest of your life at a certain age in the future. And if you want to retire earlier, well, then you'll have income then too. But we need to build two, three, or four different streams of income that take the worry out of living in retirement. Now, our strategies work best for those of you with over $1 million, but we have never, ever turned anyone away.
Just like we've been tackling problems on the show today, we can help you assess your plan and your outlook for retirement to make sure that you are on a secure path. This limited but complimentary review will help you determine how prepared your investments are to handle all the retirement pitfalls we talk about on the show. Those include inflation, Social Security, healthcare emergencies, so many things, the stock market volatility, risk, taxation. But here's the thing, folks. Most important, we want to show you how to produce a lifetime retirement income plan. That's right, folks, an income plan to last your entire lifetime, not just the lifespan of a bank account. Now, the number to call in and meet with John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team is 800-477-1135. When you call in, you will receive a comprehensive retirement review that'll show you where you are now, but much more important, it'll show you a roadmap to get you where you need to be. Folks, there really is nothing to lose. Call on in and take advantage. That number once again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. All right, folks, stay tuned as we discuss many more topics on how to set yourself up for success in retirement when we come back.